Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Dean Anne Scantlebury, history graduate and the current MPhil student in history of the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, April 8, 1955, the Barbados Advocate informed its readership that the St. Bartholomew Anglican Church in the parish of Christ Church had received electricity, while the 118-year-old Chapel of Ease and three residences were the first private services installed in Charnox. Electricity was not new to the area, as the nearby Sewell Airport had also received an electrical supply the previous year. These installations served as proof that public assurances had successfully allayed the initial fears of Barbadians. In its early days, many householders saw electricity as an enigma, resulting in their refusal to grant the then Barbados Electric Supply Corporation permission to install poles and build substations on their properties. However, the commencement of electricity as an amenity in Charnox came at a time when there was high demand for both residential and commercial services. It was also during this time that concerted efforts were made by some Black politicians to extend electricity services throughout the island. Although some 40 years had passed since electricity became a public service, the company, which was established in 1909 and officially opened 2 years later, was still unable to sufficiently supply even the Bridgetown area. The island-wide kerosene oil shortage in early January 1950 is testimony of this inadequacy, as many Barbadians besieged fuel agents in search of the commodity to power their oil lamps. These difficulties faced by the Lone Power Company captured the attention of some recently admitted Black politicians to the House of Assembly. Prior to the 1950s, the role of government was to pass the legislation that governed the Barbados Electric Supply Corporation. Many Black politicians like Grandy Adams and Winter Crawford recognized that in order to chart the way forward politically, economically, and socially, control of electrical power was necessary. Consequently, Adams made a case for the power company to be nationalized, but instead, the Barbados Light and Power Company Limited took over its assets. Today, the Barbados Light and Power Company Limited now boasts some 100,000 customers, thanks to the major role successive governments have played in its development. Almost a century after electricity was first introduced to Barbados, the solar electricity era was ushered in with the introduction of the Renewable Energy Rider Program in 2010. 6 years later, in keeping with government plans to have the country using 100% renewable energy by 2030, the Barbados Light and Power Company Limited constructed its first photovoltaic farm in St. Lucie in 2016.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.